going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday, almost noon. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Back into everything that happened throughout the weekend in the 2025 NFL draft. The Falcons made 5 picks. Obviously, Friday, we were up there at Flowery Branch with a chance to react to the first 2 picks, the picks in the first round. Got a chance to hear the guys on with Dukes and Bell on Friday afternoon as well. Was driving around a little bit, running some errands, and that was really fun. It's just always fun to hear guys when they arrive at the facility. They've been drafted. Their dream has come true, and now they get to talk about it. And Jalen Walker was fired. I got to tell some fun stories about Georgia and all that too. So if you missed those interviews, check them out. Go check out our interview with Terry Fontenot as well from Friday. Tried to learn as much as we could about the process and the guys they took and all of that too. So I would encourage you to head over to the website or download the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and get all of the Andy and Randy podcast goodness sent straight to your phone every single day.
How do you become a limited partner of an organization? Because you're a soccer guy, Josie Altidore?
Yeah, Josie Altidore.
He is a limited partner of the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. How do you be a limited partner?
I think like a really small percentage of ownership.
I want to be.
And I think if there's a limited, it's like for a time.
Yeah, I know, but. Oh, okay. So maybe a year?
Yeah. And I think they also, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but the limited partners tend to be like celebrities.
Right.
Or like people that are kind of big in the community, whatever. So they're kind of almost like ambassadors too.
Because
I remember the Falcons announced
that. That's right.
There was a
That's
few
right.
folks that That's became right. limited
you're,
partners
yes.
last year.
Yes, yeah, you're
I don't remember who they were, but they were about, but they were people you had heard
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But people know you.
I mean, I don't want like I want to be
You're a known.
I want to be an owner. Like I was looking at you know
too.
How I watched those series on Netflix and everything like that, where they had one with horse racing.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the Triple Crown. The guy from the Phillies didn't realize he was a damn owner. The one that had the long hair. Weiss? Oh, I forgot it'll come to me. Witt or something. Anyway. But they were talking about like the guy, this dude, he was talking about because I had a couple teammates that did this also, bought into a horse. And so like not knowing being a younger when I was young then, I was like, well, did you buy the tail? Like, dead ass serious. He was like, yeah, I got a piece of a horse. And I was like,
what part?
What part? Tail? You know, this is me being young, not knowing.
What part would you want?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's one part.
Yeah, I'm not going to
If it's
there.
A thoroughbred,
yeah.
You know?
But it was crazy.
You make money on stud fees.
Yeah, but that was the crazy thing about listening to them, like, divide the horse, but buying the percentages in the horse and how you go into doing all those different things. And they come to you, like, one horse could have, like, 5 people that own parts.
Oh, I'm sure.
And everything
yeah.
like that.
I'm sure.
So yeah.
It's like a team.
Yeah. But,
and if the horse does well, it is like a
but
team.
But if you got like 5% in the horse, you're still an owner. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You know,
yeah.
You're not
well,
limited.
And you also, like, I would think, and again, this is from a place of ignorance, but I just assume based on the way other ownership structures work, like, that's in perpetuity, right?
Yeah.
So, like, when the horse is in its prime, you're trying to win
yes.
the Kentucky Derby or whatever other stuff you can win. But then after that, like, if the horse does good and it's got a good... DNA.
Yeah.
That's where you make the real money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
5% of every time it goes out there in studs?
Unbelievable, dude. Dude, just
I'd be having my horse.
Man, I'm talking
turned
about
turned out.
I'm talking about this dude would be the biggest hooker there is.
It would be,
he would be a gigolo.
Yeah, he would be a gigolo. He'd be the gigolo of horses.
I would name him that.
We would even name him Gigolo.
Gigolo come around the corner and he's in the stretch. Gigolo is Gigolo, I know. Yeah, exactly what I call him. Damn Gigolo, man. But no, I thought it was really, I was like, damn.
Gigolo's not a bad name for a horse.
It's not. I mean, there's some creative names out there, but calling a horse Gigolo?
Yeah.
Well, he better have some, that pasture better be full. Because all I say, that horse pasture better be full. But no, we were talking about NBA, and I didn't see it until this morning. Damn, Dame Dollar, man. Dame just fought back from the daggone blood clutch to get back. And now they're thinking that he tore his Achilles last night.
Yeah, I mean, without knowing, you know.
Right.
Like, when you see it now, you see it. We've seen enough of them, and credit to him for being tough as hell for having it happen and then still knocking the ball to the guy in the corner. Did you see that? Like, most guys just go down when that happens.
And grab the bat.
Dame still had the wherewithal to finish the play. But, yeah, I mean, that's terrible. Obviously, he missed time at the end of the season with the deep vein thrombosis, the blood clots that he was dealing with, and then he comes back and – you know, first round of the playoffs, and they might have lost that series anyway.
Oh, it's over.
Like they weren't. Well, it's over now.
Yeah,
they might have lost it even with him. They weren't playing good. They don't know who they are. The Dame trade has not worked at all. They had to give up a ton to get him. They don't have their own draft pick for 5 years.
Yep. Like, it's gonna be some.
And now the question becomes, as it always does with superstars, especially superstars that have won, so he doesn't feel like beholden to anything. What does Giannis do?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it always was Milwaukee,
yes.
Right? So that always was complicating. And there was always wonder as to whether or not he was going to be there long term just because it's the NBA. I mean, that ramps up big time now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm him, like, no offense, I don't want to, like, do this the day after because he's not going to do it yet. But if I'm him, I start thinking about it this summer for sure.
Oh, and it's a big summer. I think he's eligible for the extension this summer and everything like that. Yeah, I mean, and it's Milwaukee. Yeah.
Well, and he won one.
He won one already.
They got one. So now go
spread your wings, Giannis.
Yeah, go team up with somebody else.
But he just seems like it might be a Dame thing. He's just gonna stay.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But no,
no one did. But Dame left too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Dame eventually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dame left eventually.
Yeah, it was one of the things where, like, damn, Dame, you got to go.
Well, yeah, they were telling him he needed to leave for 5 years, and they finally did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happens there. What I do know is they're going to lose that series to the Pacers.
Yeah.
They were probably going to lose it anyway, but they're definitely going to lose it. Now, the Pacers are playing pretty good, man. Like, since the All-Star break, the Pacers have been one of the, even as much as nobody gives them credit for defense, they've been a pretty decent defense too. So I don't know. Maybe they could give the Knicks some trouble in the second round. Is the Knicks probably got to beat the Pistons? Pistons putting up a good fight.
They
though.
Are as a foul.
It was.
They admitted it.
It was. You know, yeah, they admitted
it. But Kate could have had 2 1-on-1s, point blank shots. Mm-hmm. He did. And for what we said about coming into this season after game one. Damn, Towns has been balling.
He's played good.
And he's been playing tough.
He had that one game where he kind of disappeared.
Yeah, but he's been playing tough,
so he's probably due for another disappearing game.
Yeah, but I mean,
game five.
That shot he hit yesterday.
That was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's 30 feet out.
Yeah,
he's got a guy on him. Like, that's what Karl Anthony Towns can do. He's the most confusing, like, really good player in the NBA. I mean, Brunson's been the reason.
His ankle comes back.
He looks like Jalen Brunson again. Which when he plays like that, you know, they can compete with anybody. Tim Hardaway Jr. got fouled in the corner. There's no doubt. They admitted it. I do think though, like, he looked a little bit like he was trying to draw it.
Yeah, like,
you know,
like,
what I
like
mean?
Leaning into it.
So I think that's why they didn't call
it.
Because it looked like he was trying to initiate.
Do you think he had time to think that? I don't know. The way he flailed though
after, like, they hold it against you when you try to sell it and you're not a star.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's why they didn't call it. I think if Tim Hardaway just kind of goes up and shoots it, he got fouled.
Yeah.
If he just goes up and shoots it, they might call it. I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, if it was a different guy, they would have called it for a star.
Dude, they've been letting them play. They've been letting them be physical.
Yeah.
They have.
Except for, like, the stars. Like, LeBron shot a million free throws in that game. And, I mean, Brunson's shooting a million free throws.
He's the floppiest guy in the NBA.
But he doesn't get called out for it for whatever reason. I don't know why. No one gives him a hard time for it. Luka's the most whiny guy in the whole league. You know who whines a little bit and nobody talks about it because he kind of, like, maybe does it secret and just kind of never changes his demeanor is Jokic. That dude doesn't shut up.
Oh, really?
He's yelling at the ref the whole game.
Oh.
Now, whatever, everybody does it, so it's not like I'm holding it against him or anything, but like nobody talks about Jokic being a ref worker, he works the refs nonstop.
What a hell of a game that was. I mean, because the Clippers were storming back.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jokic throws up one and Aaron Gordon, and I'm thinking like, was that a pass?
He's so good that you have to think that,
right? You know what I mean? Like, he just knew it pinpoint to the other side of the rim where Aaron Gordon was. It was alley-oop.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon out-jumped everybody.
Because it looked like a shot. But Jokic is so good, you have to wonder and give him the benefit of the doubt of being like, I don't know, maybe it was a pass.
Maybe it was a damn pass. I don't know. But that was a hell of a job by them. That's another great series. Houston tricked off their opportunity to stay in the series.
Yeah.
Without Jimmy B, you got to win that game.
You can't lose the game that Jimmy Butler misses. And who knows how many games Jimmy Butler's going to miss, honestly. I also think Houston's in an interesting spot where there was kind of some of that hype leading into the series because of that game they had against them earlier this month.
Right? Had 3 points.
Where Steph had 3 points and they put Amen Thompson on him and he kind of shut him down. I half wonder, because the way Steph played that game yesterday, I mean, that was surgical. I mean, it was just every little, because they didn't give him much space, but like every little bit of daylight he could find, he made a play out of it. I half wonder if that game they threw at him earlier this month kind of put stuff on tape to where Steph was like, this is how they're going to guard me in big moments. Mm-hmm. And now he knows. Yeah. And he was kind of able to take advantage of it. Because, I mean, he held him to 3 in April.
They did.
We had 36 last night. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Because a lot of it coming in was like, I don't know, maybe it's a bad matchup for Steph.
Mm-mm.
Nah. No, it's not.
Nah.
It's not.
It is not.
It's also pretty cool that, like, and LeBron's doing it too, but they're getting the full dose of Anthony Edwards.
Oh, this dude.
But it's pretty cool that it's 2025 and Steph's still like solving great defenses and scoring 36 points in playoff games.
Just the shots that he's hitting, though. You're just like, okay, well, that's just Steph Curry. Anybody else would have been a bad shot. But it's him, you know, and everything like that. But yeah, Ant-Man is, I mean, he is on a seek and destroy mission.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. And then the thing with how great he's playing, they're coming along with him, man. The guys that he needed to play well, because we knew he was going to play well. We just think he's going to play well. But the other guys that are coming with him, they are pressuring the hell out of Luka, like all the way up the court. LeBron can't, I mean, he played in the whole second half.
Yep.
He was really good in the first half, and he just ran out of gas. You think about it, they played Friday night, and then they come around, and they got to play on Sunday afternoon. Yep. Didn't have enough gas in them.
Well, they had a 10-point lead. The Lakers have a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
Have they blown a four-quarter lead every game?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, don't it?
And, you know, and Ant-Man said it afterwards, is they were gassed.
Yep. He said it.
They literally played the starting five every minute of the second half of that game because they have to, by the way. Their bench just isn't very good.
You don't trust them, one.
You don't trust them.
Yeah.
Because why would you? Like, JJ's having to cuss them out in game one and game two because they're just out of position on defense. And, like, so they're like, all right, we're riding with these guys. And, you know, Ant-Man and the Timberwolves tracked him down. Huge shots by Naz Reid in clutch time.
He was shooting in rhythm, too.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. And look, man, like, this is why I know we went back to the trade in the offseason. I know Karl Anthony Towns is certainly a better player than the players that Timberwolves got back. I just like those guys. Like, Julius Randle's a tough dude.
Yes.
Like, he's not scared.
Yes.
He's not as good as Karl Anthony Towns, but he's not scared. Dante DiVincenzo's played in so many big games.
Mm-hmm.
He just makes the right play in clutch moments in those big games, and he had a couple of big ones last night, too. But look, when Anthony Edwards is playing like that, there's nothing to do.
No, because he's
that little thing he's doing? Like, is like a little, like, almost like a Euro step sideways jumper in mid range.
And he is so good.
I've never seen anybody
do
that.
He's so good going left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable how he just, like, slides through coverages, man. I mean, this dude, but we knew that. We knew he was going to play well. It's just everybody else is playing well. And, you know, and JJ just running out of options. Now, I think Lakers will win this game coming up, but I don't know if they're going to win three.
I don't think they can win three. No, I don't think they can win three.
I'm sorry.
They're you know, at the end of the day, it's a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as great as LeBron is, like, you can't play that amount of minutes this consistently when you're playing against a 25-year-old, whatever you want, thoroughbred, like Anthony Edwards is right now, man.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. This feels like his time. I also think he, very early in his career, has kind of figured out the Rubik's Cube of the NBA, which is like, I can go third gear most of the season, ramp it up maybe the final couple weeks, mm-hmm. and then when the playoffs get here, then I'm in fifth. Like, I'm ready to go. He led the NBA in three-point shooting this year.
Yes.
A, because he could.
Right.
But B, also because it's like, well, you know, less injuries, less wear and tear. Don't have to go to the rim as much, get banged around less. Like, let me just hang out here and take nine threes a game.
You remember we were
and it's perfect.
Like, we were like, why'd they let him do that?
Yeah. 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 But now, my question was, is he going to do that in the playoffs? And he's not.
No.
Like, he's back to sort of that full throttle player that he needs to be to dominate games. But yeah, like, he kind of coasts through the regular season and then gets to the playoffs and hits the pedal to the floor and nobody can stop him. Like, he's genuinely, like, the last couple playoff runs, you include these games now, like, he's one of the three best guys in the world.
He's unbelievable.
he's unbelievable.
And he is, like, again, he is, I don't want to say he's dragging them because the guys are coming along with
him. No, they got good players.
They got some good players over
there. They're still a piece away, though. They kick the Conley's just a
old
problem.
Man. He's just old.
Yeah. They got to upgrade that spot.
Old and small, like a little chihuahua.
Yep.
Yeah, just
he's a great player. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, yeah.
But, like, if they had 10 years ago Conley, they'd be great. But Conley's, like, 37.
Yes.
You know?
Like a little chihuahua. But pretty much all of them are done. The ones that, Josh said he was figuring them out. But Ja Morant got hurt, and now...
Dang it, if it was best of nine.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Ja was going to get him if it was best of nine.
And the Heat are about to be put out to pasture.
Thank
and
God.
What's the other one I was
I like that the series that needed to be sweeps were.
Yes.
Even though, like, Grizzlies put up a good fight in Game 3 and probably should have won that, and then the Thunder came back and got them.
I knew they were going to come back.
Get out of here. You guys, go figure you fired your coach.
You
go figure your offseason out.
You
same thing with the Heat.
Back.
Jimmy Butler demanded out. Like, you guys don't belong here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Go figure out your offseason. Come back next year and see if we can do a better job. That one, same thing with the Celtics and Magic. Like, credit to the Magic for putting up a fight. Dude, I feel like Paolo has validated any concern that anybody might have had. Like, Paolo's so good.
Who's concerned?
I don't know. People that don't watch the Magic play. Like, Paolo's a... That guy's awesome. Now, they need some pieces around him, too. They need to build that roster out. But he's given the Celtics headaches for four games. Now, they're going to beat him in five. Gentlemen sweep. Get out of here. But a little
unless it's still Celtics.
Yeah. They'll do what? They'll have one. Maybe they'll beat him in six. Yeah, they'll have one of those games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Same thing with the Rockets. Like, just a really well-built roster, but they're a piece away. Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I was about to say the name I was about to say.
You put Kevin Durant on that roster. It's
what do you
a pretty
give
good
up
team.
For him?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever you want. Except you can't have Amen Thompson.
No.
And you can't have Alperen Şengün.
Do you have,
anybody
Dylan Brooks?
Else? Yeah, you can have Dylan Brooks for Kevin Durant. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman... Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.